One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda again on this podcast. Enjoy.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Rebecca Morse, you've still got a big buzz and a big glow. What a wonderful day.
Oh, we had such a beautiful morning. We had four finalists in our Live for Free competition come in, and whoever was to win was going to have their bills taken care of for a whole year.
Absolutely. Buzz, excitement. And you know what? It's very, very, very exciting when we get the opportunity to somehow be involved in changing someone's life. And when it happens, my Lord, geez, it makes you feel good. Going to find out how it rolled out next.
Yeah, Alicia from Beverly. So excited. Hey, let's get into this podcast. It's Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
As we just said, it's our Live for Free grand finale, and we have transformed part of the office into a little studio to welcome our guests, our finalists, and it's very green. It's very lush, isn't it?
Well, it is. Essentially, there's a door there, and you get the key, and if your key opens the door, obviously you get to live for free,
yes.
Right? A few dummy keys as well, but around the door there's just some nice greenery, and it's just got a little bit of a Guns N' Roses feel there. And essentially, when you walk in there, it is so lush and green. We sort of went with a couple of plants just to make it feel like home, but someone's gone over the top.
There's a lot of plants.
So we ordered five plants, and we got five times five plants.
Yeah.
We've got 25 bushes. So
the order must be five at a time. We go, well, we'll take five, take thanks. Five. Thinking you're getting five plants.
Yeah.
There's 25 plants in there. It actually looks like Sherwood Forest. I was waiting for Robin Hood and Friar Tuck to jump out of nowhere. Quite good, though.
It does look very lush.
Yeah.
We can play hide and seek in there.
It's awesome.
It's a real full bush. It was 75.
Oh, wow.
It reminded me of we went out to dinner a while ago. There were seven of us, and we decided we wanted an arancini ball for entree. Lovely mushroom arancini ball. So we ordered seven balls.
Geez, I hope Baron Patterson didn't cook them.
No. You're reading the true crime article now. The mushroom cook.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even known her name.
Liam Gather. No, I just read it just moments ago.
No.
I'm glad. Mushroom cook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad
she was
clarified.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, but each serve was seven arancini balls. So 35 arancini balls. They just kept coming out of the kitchen. Our entire table was covered in balls.
So you were asking for one arancini ball each.
Mm. Yes. So we said, could we have seven serves of arancini?
Yeah. Right.
And each serve was five.
Oh, five. Okay, yeah,
sorry,
right.
My math. Anyway, we ended up with a table
full. So 35 arancini balls.
35 arancini balls.
Were they good?
They were great, but one can only eat so many balls. So we ended up taking them away. We were eating them for days on end.
Yeah, nice. 35. That's good.
Didn't they clarify that? Hang on. Sorry.
Do you know what? We sort of said that, and then the waitress said, oh, it's my first night. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
no.
So we said, don't be silly. Keep them coming. We'll eat all of the mushroom arancini balls. I cannot look at another arancini ball, I must say. It was a little bit of, it was a bit too heavy for me, to be honest. Anyway, welcome to the jungle, people. We wait till you see it on our socials. It's lush and it's green. It's like being in a Balinese forest.
Excellent.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So we've got some special people coming in. So thank you, guys. I just snuck off to the bathroom quickly just to put my face on, put a little makeup on.
You did?
Yeah.
Do I need to go back? This is my face after makeup.
Done
no?
Oh, you already done it.
I need more.
Righto. Anyway, so coming
you
up, it's going
to
be.
You mean to me. You said, I said, oh, do I have time to put some makeup on to fix this
face?
Yeah,
we're playing a song.
And you said, take as long as you like, I will cover you because you're going to need a little while in there. That's unkind.
Yes, John. How dare you say that to Rebecca?
Yeah, lots of
it's
gas.
Just mean
lots
and unnecessary.
Unkind.
I think you look great without the makeup, so don't bother about going to put any on, all right?
Yeah, don't.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. God, if you want to live for free and you've got no mortgage or rent or cover all your bills and everything, it is going to be just sensational. So that's, an hour or so away?
Yes.
Beck, I love this story. Came across this. A couple of concreters from Claire Concreting, from Claire, obviously about an hour and a half up north out of here in Adelaide. Damo and Jamie, right? They've been working their butts off, and concreting is very, very hard work, right? So they did a beautiful driveway. Would have been very, very nicely done for a client. Around about $13,500 worth of work that they've done, right? And they'd been given 10 grand by the client. Still $3,500 shortfall. Now, what had happened was there were some issues getting paid.
Yep.
Right?
It would be hard for tradies chasing invoices all the time. It'd be frustrating.
Absolutely, because they're so busy working. Mm. The last thing they want to be doing is their bookwork. Anyway, so they couldn't get the money out of this, well, this client. So what Damo and Jamie decided to do was they thought, well, we've laid this. We've done a great job. If we're not going to get paid for it, let's go and rip it up.
No.
Yes. When it got the angle grinder and the bobcat, they turned up to the house and just started going H&T and just ripped things to shreds.
No, did they just rip up like $3,500 worth of the whole thing?
How good, though. Yeah. I love that. Because you know what? They're going, we've had enough. We're going to take the law in our own hands. The cops turned up. And then the boys are going, we're just hardworking Aussies. It's a hard trade concreting. And the best part is one of the boys, Damo, there's videos going, he's going, I'm just ripping the whole effing lot out. I don't care. And the homeowner's going, it's not going to help anybody.
And then he replied with, throw money.
Well, it's not going to help me leaving it here, is it, mate? The cops come and they said, look, the police were really reasonable and said, well, look, what's going on here? And they said, well, he hasn't paid his invoice. And the police essentially said, well, you've got to pay your invoice, mate.
Yeah.
Which is a fair point. Yeah. I can understand them being fed up. I've got no problem with them doing this.
Look, I kind of feel like if they hadn't paid the invoice at all, but if he's paid 10 grand, he's probably good for the balance. And aren't you better
is
off
he?
Just waiting?
Well, if he or she is good for the balance, we'll pay it, you tightwad. Pay the work. They've done the work. It's obviously been finished for a while. And these guys have been chasing the cash. And they've obviously, I don't think it's just done at a whim. They've probably spent some time trying to get this. And if the money's not coming, and there was saying there was a bit of an issue over invoices and so forth. Yeah, there was an issue. You weren't paying it. So just tear the bloody driveway up. I'm comfortable with that.
So now he's got like a concrete installation, a mound of rubble in his
yard.
Yeah.
But no, that's what happens.
Pay your bills.
I love tradies. Look after them. I mean, there's a few dodgy ones that have probably been on a current affair over the year or today, tonight. But for the best part of it, I think tradies are busting their butts like everyone else, so they should be looked after.
All right, Damo and Jamie, just make sure you don't have any outstanding invoices or
Boys. Clear concreting. Done, I can tell you, by looking at the video, the work's good. They do very, very good work.
Great at demolition, too.
You know what? You're my Friday heroes, there boys.
Well done.
Damo and Jamo, clear concreting.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, Rebecca, we need to have a little chat about something. You've recently revealed that you've been off to the doctors because there's a couple of little issues that are getting to you.
I have been, or my friends tell me I've been angrier than usual, and I think it, and colleagues, and I think it might be hormonal.
Okay. The bit I love is angrier than usual, not, geez, Beck, you've been really angry, my friend, at the moment. We just need to sort this out. Beck, you've been angrier than usual. Let's look at where the baseline is. You reckon it's hormonal?
I hope it's hormonal. Otherwise, yeah, I'm just turning into a grumpy old woman.
Right.
I don't want to be that person.
Look, given that a few people around here have put their hand up and said, look, Beck, we're here to help, I thought what I'd like to do is get you some professional assistance, okay? So there's a lady called Sylvia. She's great. She's a clinical psychologist, anger management expert. She's from Blue Sky Psychology.
You're getting me professional help.
Yeah, right now. Sylvia's with us. Okay, Sylvia, tell us something. How can you help Beck? What can she do?
Look, one thing you can do is maybe start off writing a list of the common things that might make you feel a bit angry. So look at your triggers. Is it when you're running late for things or when you find it difficult to be on the road or find a car park?
Would there be some sort of individuals' names you'd put on that list as well as?
Yeah, there would be that list would take me a long time. My list of triggers is I need a full journal.
So we'll kind of also look at your general sort of health and well-being, things that you can do, like perhaps getting some more exercise.
Sylvia, are you saying I'm overweight? Because I have been spreading a bit around the middle region.
Jeez, no need to tee off on Sylvia.
Not quite. But essentially, exercise releases things like endorphins, which help keep us happy. It also reduces cortisol, which is the hormone that we get when we're feeling stressed and irritated. Reducing caffeine as well. Sometimes people.
Well, that's not going to happen, Sylvia. I love my coffee, so don't tell me to give that up.
Well, look, maybe you can minimize it. So maybe have like one less cup or something per day if it's difficult. But look, essentially you need to be doing things just to allow you to feel a bit sort of calmer in your day-to-day life if you feel like anger's taking over.
Sylvia, just for the benefit of us, for the colleagues, what tips do you have for us for dealing with Beck with her anger?
Come on!
Well, look, I guess just having some kind-hearted conversations at times, maybe making some suggestions.
Us or Beck?
Beck.
So be another one I've got. How do we make Beck understand the origins of her anger?
Well, look, if you kind of go back in time, if you sort of identify tricks, you can sort of look back beyond that. When was the first time soda upset me, you know? Sort of thing. When was the first time I got upset by something? What was going on?
You just identified a trigger for me.
Sylvia, how do you insert me in the middle of this conversation?
Well, look, I think,
Sylvia,
you know,
I thought our session was confidential.
Yeah, you're talking about triggers and people sort of being around Beck, and I guess she spends a lot of time with you in the morning, and I guess you're part of the picture.
Yeah, I am. Oh, don't worry. I feel like I'm painted right in the middle of it. Sylvia, are you open to SAFM negotiating having you on a retainer?
Oh, yes, anytime.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
Sylvia. Thank you so much.
No worries.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Fairmont Homes, built for life. To find your dream home, visit fairmonthomes.com.au.
I haven't stopped thinking about what I would do if I won.
I cannot wait. I'm counting down.
My goodness. Focusing on, you know, paying the bills, having food on the table for the kids.
But just give a little bit more flexibility. I'm so excited. I'm
trying so hard to save for a house deposit. Everything's going up. It would just change our lives.
SAFM's Live for Free finale.
Rightio, here we go. We are ready now to make someone's life completely different. Live for Free has been running for a while. Thank you to everyone for getting on board. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of people have got there. We are down to our final four, Rebecca.
Four women randomly selected. Shortly they will choose a key and one of those keys will open the door. I've got Alicia here. You are shaking. What kind of expenses do you have at the moment?
Oh, school fees, everything, cost of living, groceries, everything's going up. I'm sure everyone's feeling the pinch of the prices, price gouging and, you know, everything.
And you're a single mum, you've got three kids and four kids.
Yeah, one of my babies.
Oh, because you've got twins, I miss the twins.
I've got an 8-year-old as well.
And you would like to buy a home for them?
I would. I'd love to have their own yard, their own room, a bit more security.
Oh, you're remote. Let me give you a hug. All right, so I know who you got over there.
Okay, I am here now with Sarah. Sarah, where do you work?
Rogerstein Crusher Bears.
Good, give them a nice little plug, eh?
Yes.
Might get a raise out of this by giving another plug.
Hopefully, Rogerstein Crusher Bears.
Come on, Roger, open up the wallet. All right, now, how hard have you been trying to get involved?
Very hard. I had my dad by the phone, making sure he's got that code.
Brilliant. What's dad's name?
Brian.
All right, Brian, good man. You've done very, very well. And you're a mum too. Tell us who you got at home.
I have Jaden, Layla and Sienna.
How tough are things at the moment?
Extremely tough, just like everyone else. They're just trying to survive right now. So, yeah.
All right, good luck, okay? All right, that is two of the contestants. Beck, who else have we got?
I've got Jacinta from Lewiston with me, another single mum, three kids. What are some of your financial pressures, Jacinta?
My mortgage is my main one.
Does it mean that you sacrifice things for the kids?
Yep, definitely.
And what would you do if you won and you had that money freed up to treat the kids?
I'd take them for a holiday to the Gold Coast because that's what they've wanted.
Oh,
good luck, Jacinta. She's got her bestie, Amy, here. Everyone's so nervous, but everyone wants everybody else to win as well, which I think is so beautiful.
Righto. Okay. And our fourth, but certainly, what do you say, last but not least? Is that how you say it? How are you going to say it? Last but not least. Here we go. Our fourth contestant is Tiffany. Tiffany, you're not here in fancy dress. You're in the scrubs. So where have you been?
I've been working all night.
Okay. Where do you work? And you obviously come off night shift.
Yeah, I have. I work at the Royal Adelaide Hospital.
In what department?
Cardiothoracics.
How was the night?
So busy.
So you're half asleep at the moment, but this could really wake you up, yeah? How have things been?
Yeah, tough, like everyone, you know.
And who have you got at home?
My husband and my two boys.
And the boys have been working hard to make sure you could be here today, couldn't they, by trying to get the code words and get everything sorted? What were they doing?
One of them, is doing SAPSASA athletics today.
Brilliant.
So that's why they can't be here.
Okay, all right. So off at SAPSASA Athletics. Okay, we have got everyone. We've got Jacinta, we've got Alicia, we've got Tiffany, we've got Sarah, Beck. We are in just a moment going to get each of our winners here that have got this far to go and select a key, and then there is a door here, and one of those keys will open the door to freedom.
Oh, now, ladies, we need to tell you all the keys will slide in, so don't get too excited, but only one key will turn. And the Fairmont Homes door will open, and that will be your key for no bills for the entire year.
All right, we ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Okay, let's do this next. Let's change someone's life next, right here on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Okay, we are here in the boardroom at SAFM on Franklin Street. It is huge. We are very, very excited. Live for free. We've had tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of people enter. They've been listening out for the code words throughout the day, and we are down to our final four. We've got Alicia, we've got Jacinta, we've got Sarah, and we've got Tiff. Okay, Beck, who's going first?
I've got Sarah with me, Sarah from the Crash Repairer. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Super nervous. And there's three people behind you nervous because if your key opens it, their dreams are over. So, Sarah, step forward to the Fairmont Homes door.
We have the door here. There is a lock there, Sarah. You have your key. Over to you. She's taken the step forward. The key has slid into the door. Twist it left, twist it right. Have a go.
She's another go.
Sort of forcing. Oh,
Sarah. No, I'm so sorry.
It hasn't worked. Right. Okay. One contestant down, Sarah. Right, next up, Tiff is going to have a go. All right, Tiff, take a little break. We're going to get this in just a moment. Beck, this is absolutely nerve-wracking.
The way that Tiff is walking there, her head is down, she's pacing slowly. It's like she's walking towards it.
You know what? It's got death row vibes. Guys, this is good. This is an opportunity to change your life. You're not edging onto the electric chair. No. You're coming to the Fairmont Homes door that could open up to freedom. Sarah, thank you so much for getting on board. Unfortunately, the key... Geez, you were trying hard, weren't you?
Yes.
Just twist it a little further.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't work.
You feel like kicking the thing in? All right, Sarah, thank you so much for getting this far. Tiff is up next, and we've got Alicia and Jacinta. All right, going to be back in just a moment. Yep. Beck, how are you feeling?
I am... There are mimosas here, and I'm wondering whether I can have one to calm mine.
Righto. We'll be back in just a moment with Tiff.
It's our Live for Free finale. We're going to change someone's year. Will it be next?
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're talking financial freedom. It is the Live for Free finale.
SAFM's Live for Free finale.
And then there were three playing for free. Okay. We are here in the boardroom overlooking Franklin Street. We have our final four contestants who are able to get through for Live for Free. Thank you to everyone for getting on board. So many people. And it's been tough getting through life at the moment. Cost of living is ridiculous. So far, we've had Sarah from Parallel. She put the key in the Fairmont Homes door, went for the little twist, and it didn't work. So we've got Tiffany from Vista. We've got Alicia from Beverly and Jacinta from Lewiston still in the game, Beck.
Tiff is standing with me now. She's still in her scrub. She's a nurse who's just come off night duty at the RAH. Two kids. Tiff, how are the nerves?
Super, super high.
Right. And the kids have been texting you all morning saying, good luck, mum.
Yeah, on Kids Messenger.
All right. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. Step up to the Fairmont Homes door. You have a key. You have key number two.
Tiff has the key. It's slotted in nicely. Oh, Tiff, give it a little twist. Push, go on, twist the bloody thing harder. Keep... Oh, no.
No.
Oh, Tiff. Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tiff.
It's okay.
Which leaves Alicia and Jacinta holding the last two keys, and they are sort of shaking their heads. They're sort of sad for Tiff, but happy that they still get a crack.
Okay, so we have got Alicia from Beverly and Jacinta from Lewiston. We'll be back shortly. Alicia from Beverly will be up next. She's got son Anthony here for support. All right, Beck, someone's life is about to change dramatically. Is it going to be Alicia or is it going to be Jacinta? We'll find out next.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We are here in the SAFM boardroom here looking over beautiful Franklin Street. We can see the central market there and people starting their day. And we want to start the day on the right note because we're about to change someone's life. So thank you, everyone, to the tens and tens and tens of thousands of people that have got on board for Live for Free, have been listening in, chasing code words and waiting for Nicole to call and let them know that they are in the running. It came down to four. Sarah from Parallawi, Alicia from Beverly, Jacinta from Lewiston, and Tiff from Vista. Right, Beck, we're at the point where so far two of our wonderful listeners, Sarah and Tiff, have had the chance with the keys that they drew randomly to try and open the Fairmont Homes door. And unfortunately for those two guys, we weren't able to get them on board and win. So we have two to go.
Okay.
We've got Jacinta from Lewiston and Alicia from Beverly playing to change their entire lives.
Alicia's been watching. Hands are shaking. She's holding key number three. Single mother of four. Now, you just told me your twin toddlers at the moment. Where are they sleeping?
They're bunked in my room.
You're bunked in your room and you've got two other boys. Anthony's here. Anthony, why do you want mum to win the Live for Free?
Because we really want to own our own house.
And have you been going without while you're saving?
A bit.
Yeah, it's tough, Anthony. All right. Anthony, stand next to mum as she steps up to the Fairmont Homes door.
Good luck, Alicia. Here she goes. Anthony by her side. Alicia has put... Oh! Oh, my God, the key's turned! Oh, the key has turned! The confetti's gone nuts. Alicia has just opened the door. Alicia from Beverly, and she's there with Anthony now. They are hugging... Oh, there's tears everywhere. Oh, and that's not even... Oh, my God. Alicia, we need to get some tissues. Oh, Alicia and Anthony.
God.
This is amazing. Anthony, very quickly first, tell us why you love Mum so much.
Because she cares for me and she does everything she can for me.
Is she the best mum in the world?
Yes.
Right. And you're allowed to have a little tear too, mate. This is brilliant. This is going to be great for you guys, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Let's hear from Mum.
Okay, so you don't have a house. You got four kids. You're a single mum, and when do you work? What job do you do? Like, how
I'm
do you
stay at home mum at the moment?
Okay,
I have a son with autism. He's only at school half the day, so I've got a lot of caring and support with him.
Okay, well now we can pay your rent, so you can save up a deposit to get your own house. So the kids, the babies don't have to be in the same room as you.
Yes, mum can sleep alone again.
You can sleep. You can save for home. No grocery bills. How much has the cost of living been affecting you with your grocery bills for the four kids?
Well, I've got four kids and my boys are big eaters. So, and they're getting bigger. So, you know, this is just going to be a massive... So I'm trying to process. Wow. Thank you so much.
And what about a holiday or something to treat yourself and the kids?
I think a holiday sounds awesome because that's something that we've never been on a plane before. So maybe I can take my kids on a plane on a holiday somewhere. I think that'll be just beautiful. The rest in the deposit. Oh, I'm trying to hold back my tears.
Congratulations. This is just amazing.
Thank you, Anthony.
You've never been on a plane. If you could go anywhere on a plane, where would it be?
Greece.
You go to Greece? You got family over there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see what we can do with all of this because it'd be great for you to go and visit your family. Who's over in Greece?
My dad's dad.
Excellent. All right. Well, this is just wonderful. Congratulations.
You're sweating. Crying.
This is just remarkable. Thank you to everyone at Fairmont Homes that made this happen. And thank you as we said, the tens of thousands of people that got on board to Jacinta. Oh, unfortunately, Jacinta, you didn't even get to stick the key in there, unfortunately, but thank you to Jacinta, to Tiff, and also to Sarah. Thanks, guys, and to everyone else that got on board. Anthony, Alicia, and to your other three little ones, congratulations. It's just so wonderful to see that this is going to make a big difference in your life.
She's trembling. She's holding me so tight and trembling. Sorry. You're such a deserving winner of this prize, Alicia. I know it's going to make a huge difference to your family.
Words can't explain. I'm still processing this.
Financial pressure for a whole year, and that will set you up, hopefully, for a lifetime.
Yeah, what a difference this is going to make for us. So thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations.
Yeah, Alicia from Beverly, living free for a year on SAFM. It's Beck and Soda. Congratulations.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
What a morning. Our Live for Free finale.
SAFM's Live for Free finale.
We are here with Alicia. She's still crying. She's got a handful of tissues. How are you going, doll?
Oh, I feel sick and nervous, but so happy and grateful.
Oh, this is brilliant. So we have had four wonderful listeners come and join us this morning. They all had a key to open the Fairmont Homes door. Alicia's key worked, which means you are going to live for free. So we are going to cover all the bills for a year. It's going to get rid of your rent. Alicia, you've got four little ones. You've got Anthony, 11, who's here. Nicholas is 8. And the twins, Leo and Lexi, are 22 months old. Boy, geez, you've got your bloody hands full.
I do. It's tiring, but worth it.
How are you feeling now that you've had, you know, a few minutes to process things?
Absolutely. Like I'm still in a dream.
Really?
Yeah, my hands are sweating. This microphone's going to fall out of my hands any moment now.
Who would you love to tell? Who would you like to break this news to?
My mum.
Right, what's mum's name?
Cheryl.
Better say hi to Cheryl. I think we might have her on the line.
Hello, mum.
Oh, my daughter. Oh my God, my prayers will come true. I'm so happy. You are the most deserving person to win this. Lord, this is awesome, fantastic. Thank you to the beautiful people on the radio station.
Worse than me. Cheryl, tell us about your daughter and how hard she works as a mum to look after the kids.
She's an amazing, amazing mother. Her children always come first. She's just a hard-working mother. That's all I can say. She's got her hands full. I can tell you that now. She just deserves it. She's a beautiful person, a beautiful friend, a beautiful niece, a daughter, everything. No one deserves it better than my baby girl.
Cheryl, this is wonderful. You must be so proud of her as a mum.
I'm very proud of her as a mother and as a human being. I truly am.
And has never been on a plane, never been able to take the kids on a holiday. Maybe. So what do you hope she does with the spare cash?
It'll go towards your children or something, I can guarantee. She's syphilis.
Well, Cheryl, it sounds like you've done a wonderful job as a mum to teach her how to be a brilliant mum. So well done to you as well.
Oh, thank you, darling. I can't stop crying.
Well, that runs in the family too, because Alicia hasn't stopped crying since she opened the door.
I can imagine. Oh, my God, how amazing. How amazing. She listens to your channel every single day.
Oh, you guys can have a big hug and a big champers tonight and celebrate.
Alicia, you've got a car at the moment. How do you get the kids around?
In a broken down Captiva.
Hey, you can go for it. Holden, don't
Captiva, Holden, Captiva.
Holden, don't make it anymore.
No,
don't worry.
It's horrible.
There were so many problems with those cars. Everyone was calling them Captivas. So go your hardest.
They are. They've got that name for a reason, let me tell you.
No air conditioning. The recent heat wave, you've just had the twins in the back in their seats with no air conditioning.
Yeah, but when it's too hot, I won't drive with them. But, yeah, as long as it gets us from A to B. And But hopefully we'll be changing that.
Oh, you can get a new car, Alicia, and you've got so much more freedom and less pressure to go out and...
Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm all emotional with you on the journey.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Alicia and Anthony, congratulations. So, so good to see you guys having a great time. Anthony, come over here, buddy. Come over here, mate. How are you feeling right now? Tell us.
I'm very nervous.
Nervous, but are you a little excited?
Very excited, too.
Right. And what do you love at school? What's your favourite thing you do?
Probably PE.
Yeah, good man. That's right. That's the best subject of them all, right? Because you remember one thing. If you have a healthy body, it helps you have a healthy mind. You know that?
Yep.
So you should always tell your teachers more PE, a little less maths, a little less English, okay?
Yep.
Do you also know that Anthony, that Uncle Soda used to be a PE teacher?
I used to be a really bad PE teacher. What's your PE teacher's name?
Mr. Smith.
Say g'day to him.
Okay.
Say, Mr. Smith, Mr. Smith, we're winners today.
Mr. Smith, we're winners today.
Yes, you are. You're winners in life too.
Well done. Congratulations. Yeah, Alicia from Beverly, our winner for SAFM's Live for Free, thanks to Fem on Home.
One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda again on this podcast. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.